Okay, today's daf is daf ayin zayin. So we got around 7-8 lines down from the top. The Gemara is talking about this whole mice with David and Shaul and Ammoni, Moavi, and so on. So the Gemara said that they didn't know the answer whether or not a Moavis would be considered part of the Isser or not part of the Isser. And the Gemara says, according to the Pasuk, that Amasa ben Ishi got up and he passed in the Shaila. He had a certain Kabbalah that Ammoni v'lo and Moavi v'lo Moavis. So now the Gemara asks the question, me, Mehemen, do we really trust a person in this type of situation? V'hamar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav, kol Talmud Chacham, Shemora Halacha, Uba, Imko de Maisa Amra, Shomim Lo, if he says the psak before the Maisa happened, I mean, he wasn't trying to respond to any particular Maisa, we would trust him. Vim Lav, if not, if there's a particular Maisa came, and then he was trying to remember what the facts were and what the psak was after the Maisa presented itself, Aim Shomim Lo, we don't trust him. Maybe he's going to be skewed by something that he saw, and that's not considered a pure absolute Mesor that he has. So Gemara says, you're right. But Chayni Hacha de Hashmuel Bezdino Kayim. Here, since he was quoting from the Bezdin of Shmuel, and Bezdin of Shmuel was still alive, we don't think that he was lying about this. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the top here, Rashi says, de Hashmuel Bezdino Kayim, umilsa Davida Ligluyehu, but Mashakibu. So he's not going to lie. If the Bezdin of Shmuel is still around and present and active, he wouldn't lie. So therefore, we would trust him in this case because the Bezdin was around. So Gemara says, in the end of the day, Mikomakum Zakasha. There still exists a Kasha because we have the Psukim above that had the different drushas of Moavi v'lo Moavis, so why don't we say Mitzri v'lo Mitzris as well? Why didn't we suggest that? That was the Gemara's question earlier. So fine, we have Halach Moshe Mesinai. So, but still, how do you explain the Pesukim here? And so the Gemara answers that Hacha Targumi, here we have the Pasuk that Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, which is a reference to that the women stay inside. So don't suggest that the women really should have went out to feed Am Yisrael and they didn't. No, the women shouldn't have fed them. The women stay inside. That's more respectful. That's more tzanur for them. And that's why there wasn't a suggestion that they should have went outside. Alternatively, B'marav in the West in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Amri, V'yisem others say, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, V'yomer alav, Ayei Sarah Ishtach. They said to Avram, where is your wife? Implying that his wife Sarah was in the tent. She wasn't going outside. So it's not the derech of an Isha to go feed even the other woman passing by. So that was never a time we had on, therefore, the Moavis and the Ammonis were never punished for not offering any food to the Klai so passing through. So the Gemara says, in the end of the day, it seems to be a machlokas tanaim kitanai. The kitanai, whether or not we learn the idea of the Ammonis from the concept of the Pasuk, or the pack, or the drusha of Moavi lo Moavis. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ketanai, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi lo Moavis. It's simply a gzeres, it's a pasuk based on it says in the male as opposed to the female, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, al dvar asher lo kird mu aschem bilechem b'mayim. Based on that fact that the men didn't provide food to the Klai Yisrael, but that only for the men, Shadarchal Sha'ish Lakadim, Vein Darchal Sha'isha Lakaim Lakadim. Therefore, Tzimachlok is what's the reason why we say a Moavi is allowed, Moavis rather, is allowed to marry Klai Yisrael. Is it because of a drasha, or is it because of the Svara of offering food? The Gemara now darshins other psukim Lagabi David HaMelech, it says Darish Rava. My dichs, it was a pasuk meaning it says pitachden le moserai. David says this in Tilim. What does that mean? So that you opened up my moserai, that which was holding me back. Moserai implies two multiple things holding him back. So Amar David lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, shnei moseros shayu alai bitachdem. Two things that were holding me back, I allowed Rus Hamoavia and Nami Hamonis. These two individuals, although initially the people thought they were usher, they're actually going to be mutter. That Rus was a Moavi, that was ultimately gave birth to David a few generations later. And Nama Ammonis, she was the mother of Rechavam, who was the mother of Shlomo, the father of Shlomo. So that these two individuals who potentially were usher in that yichus of David and Shlomo, he permitted, he opened up, he's poter, he opened it up. Gemara gives another drasha, Darish Rava Maidich, what does it say in the pasuk when David said, Rabos Asisa Ata Hashem Elokai, many things you've done for me, Hashem, Niflosecha, Machshvosecha, Eleinu, wonderful things and wonderful thoughts you did, Eilailo Nemar, Ela Eleinu, to us. It doesn't say to me, he did to us. Who's the us? Melamed Shaya Rechavam, Yoshe Bechekel Shadavi Rechavam, who's a grandchild of David, that Amarlo, Alive Alecha Nemrushte Mikraus Halalu. You and I, two of us, the pasuk was referring to, the pasuk we just said above, of Pitachta Lemosera. That's why it says Eleinu, to us. Darish Rava further, Mardich Siva, Ozemarti, Hine Vasi Bimagil Sefer Kosva Lai. I said, that which is written prior, it was written about me. What does that mean? Amar David, David said, Ania Marti, I said, Atabasi, now that I was appointed to be king, but lo yadate, I was unaware, Shimon Megill Sefer Kosovalai, it said about me earlier in the Chumash, there's a reference to me be appointed king. I didn't know about this, but now that I'm established as a king, I could look back and find the remnants to this in the Torah. Because it says by Lot, it says, Vayatsu Hamalachim, it says, Gona Hanimtsos, the kings that came from Lot, ultimately that would be Dovid Melech, Hanimtsos that were found. Matsasi David Avdi Bishan Kachi Bishach, I found it now. So already there's an allusion to the figuring out, the finding of David becoming king. That was a reference in the times of Lot. So now David discovered this. When he became king, he looked back in the Psukim and Lot and found this to be true. So Gemara then says, fine now. A little bit tricky Gemara now. Amar Ula says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni Kishera Lakuna. The daughter of a Ger Amoni, so if a Ger converts, so he's a Ger Amoni, and he converts, his daughter is Kishera Lakuna. She can marry a Kohen. So Amar Le Rava Bar Ula wants to understand. Kiman, who holds this way? If you say, I Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, we heard Rabbi Yehuda told us in Maseches Kedushin, Bas Ger Zachar, Kibas Chal Zachar. He holds that a daughter of a Ger is a Chalal, may not marry a Kohen. So here's well, the daughter of a Ger Amoni shouldn't marry a Kohen either. So this cannot be according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it holds like Rabbi Yossi, who permits a Bas Ger to marry a Kohen, Pshita, that's obvious. Why would he distinguish between a regular Ger, the Bas of a regular Ger, and a Bas of a Ger Amoni? Of course, both of them should be permitted to be to marry a Kohen. Ha'amar, we have Af Ger Shanasa Gioris, Bito Ksher Lakuna, a Ger who marries a Gioris, that the daughter of the two can marry a Kohen. So why would you think otherwise? So either it's certainly no good, or it certainly is good. So what's the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan adding that we wouldn't already know? The Chitam, if you're going to tell me, maybe the din is that Rabbi Yossi only holds this way, that you're allowed to marry the Bas Ger Gioris can marry a Kohen. Maybe it's only Bahanuch Diruuyin Lovo Bakal by other Umos Olam, that there's no issue for them to marry in. As long as they convert, they're allowed to. However, Amoni is unique. About high, this particular case, De'ein Roy Lovo Bakal, we know that the Ger Amoni, he himself may not marry Bakal. He have to wait until a few generations. So I said, he have to wait only the Amoni Sila, not the Amoni. Maybe the daughter of the Amoni should be possible as well to the Kohen. So that's the Chiddush. So maybe that's what you have to teach. Then I said, Minale, how would you know? What's the Havamina to make such a distinction? Why would you distinguish? Why wouldn't you say if in general the Bas Ger is permitted to Kohen, so too Bas Ger Amoni should be? Why would you think of such a chilek between a Bas Ger and a Bas Ger Amoni? So Gemara says because the following. The Yalef make Kohen Gadol Balmana. Rabbi Yochanan would have thought there's a distinction based on a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, which of course is an Isser Deraisa. The child of that relationship is Aser, that Bito is Aser Lakuna, she's a Chalala. So one might have thought as well, a Ger Amoni, the child of that Ger Amoni, should also be Pasal to Kal. That's the Havamina based on the Kohen Gadol Balmana. So to a Ger Amoni, the Bas should be Pasal to a Kohen as well. The Gemara says that's not a good comparison. Don't use Kohen Gadol Talmana as a raya, because Gadol, Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, Shekain Biyasa Ba'aveira. When a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, there's an Issa Deraisa Bibiyaso, and that makes sense. The daughter is possible to marry Kohen. As opposed to an Amoni who marries an Amonis, or an Amoni marries a Yisrael, there's no Issa involved in that. That's not, or Amoni to Amonis at least, there's no Issa involved in that. That's completely mutter, a Ger Amoni to a Georis Amonis. So there's no Isser, so maybe that child should be allowed. So Gemara says, okay, Chalal Yochiach. Let's prove from a Chalal that a Chalal Zachar, the daughter of a Chalal Zachar, is also going to be a Chalala and may not marry Kohen. So too, even though it's Mutter, Chalal can marry a Bas Yisrael. There's no Isser Aveira, yet the child, the Bas, is Pasul. Here as well, although a Amoni may marry an Amonis, there's no Isser, the child too is going to be Pasul to marry a Kohen. That's the Gemara suggestion. Whereas, nah, don't ask me a question from a Chalal, because Mal Chalal Shekain Yitzirasa Ba'Avera. Although the Chalal marrying Bas Yisrael did not do an Avera, but the Chalal's creation, he came into the world through an Avera, so that's why his own daughter will be Pasul, as opposed to the Amoni and Moses did not come into the world through an Avera. So he says, okay, fine, but Kohen Gadol Yochiach, but I'll prove from a Kohen Gadol that although a Kohen Gadol didn't come into the world through an Avera, yet his daughter from an Amana is Pasul, so too as well, even though Amoni didn't come into the world through Navera, but they still let the child be possible. The Gemara says back and forth, Chazer Adina, Lo Rizek Rizev, Lo Rizek Rizev, Hatzara Shavish Behem, the common denominator between the daughter of a Chalal and the daughter of an Aman of the Kohen Gadol is She'eno Berov Kahal. The Kohen Gadol is a bio is Avera, and the Chal's creation is Avera, and they can't marry into the Kahal, the Bito is Psula. So Afkan here as well, the Ammoni and Ammonis, Shein Barov Kahal, they're not allowed to marry most of Klai Yisrael, it's Asir Bakal, so too Bito Psula, so too we would say the child should be Pasul. That's the all the Havamina that one would have thought. That's what Rabbi Yochanan has to say, the Bito of a Germoni, in fact, is Mutter to marry Kohen. Where he says, no, this equation doesn't really work out because my Tzara Shavah Shebehen, using the Kohen Gadol and Amana plus the Chalal, the Tzara Shavah Shebehen is a Shekein Yeshvem Tzara Avera. There's some Avera involved there. In other words, the Amana to the Kohen Gadol is the Avera, and the Chalal came into the world through an Avera. Although the Chalal now can marry Bas Yisrael, but he came into the world through an Avera, as opposed to Ammoni and Ammonis, there's no Avera at all to speak of. So Gemara says, okay, maybe we're not talking about a Ger Ammoni marrying a Gioris Ammonis, maybe we're talking about, Dilma the Gemara suggests, Vadai Ba'amoni, the word Vadai is taken out according to most, really, Ba'dilma, Ba'amoni Shanasa Bas Yisrael Ka'amr. It's not an Ammoni to Ammonis where there's no Avera, but when the Ammoni marries a Bas Yisrael where there is an Avera, now the equation makes much more sense. Afagav de Biyasa Ba'Avera, Bito Ksheirin. That's the suggestion that just like Amon Lekoin Gadol, where there's an Avera, and a Chalal who came into the world through Avera, their child is Pasal Lekuna. So to a Ger Amoni, to a Yisrael, where there's an Avera, one would have thought the Bito is also Pasal to the Kuna. That's what Yochanan has to say. No, the Bito of a Ger Amoni is actually kosher to marry a Kohen. So Gemara now says, Amrlei, he says, incorrect, this is exactly what I was talking about. This was the situation where the Bito is Kshera. The Chiyasa Rabban, when Rabban came from Eretz Yisrael, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Bas Ger Amoni, that married Bas Yisrael, and Bas Mitzri Sheni, that married Bas Yisrael as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, Rish Lakish Amar Psula. So this is a very clear statement that when he said Bitos Kshera, it's referring to Bito Kshera when Amoni, even when an Amoni marries a Bas Yisrael. So now the Gemara wants to understand what's the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So what's the svaras? We figure out what he says now. What's the case? But what's the svaras amachlokus? So Rish Lakish Amar Psula. The reason why a Ger Amoni who marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is possible to Kohen, because the Yalefleim Kohen Gadol Me'amano. Just like the Kohen Gadol to the Amano, there is an Avera, and therefore the child is a Chalala, may not marry a Kohen, so too a Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, marrying a Ger Amoni is also the Avera, the child is a Chalala. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Amar Kshera, I think there's a difference. I think that a Ger Amoni to a Bas Yisrael, the child is mutter to marry a Kohen. How do I know? The Tani Rabbi Zakkai, going on to now Ein Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He taught a brayse in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki im, it's a little bit tricky, this brayse, the two Ikadamis, how to read this. We read it very carefully. So it seems that there's no difference, but there's a difference. Ki im besula me amav yikach isha. The pasuk says by the Kohen Gadol. I'll read the whole pasuk. Amana ugrusha v'chalala zona lo es eila lo yikach. The Kohen Gadol can't marry these four individuals. Ki im besula me amav yikach isha. Only besula from his nation. What does me amav mean? That's a strange language. Ki im besula should say. What's me amav? Lahavi gioris mikana. The word mikana is also strange. To bring a gioris from mikana. Look at Rashi. Shik sheir lakuna. That this is an example. What's a gioris that Kohen Gadol may marry? It's referring to a gioris mikana, shikshei lakuna. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the two lines down, gioris mikana is mimechona, from the same mechon, from the same location, meaning kolomer she'avia v'ima me'am echad v'nolda b'kedusha. If you have a ger and a gioris who both came from the same nation and they both convert, and then they have a child, that child actually would be allowed to marry the Kohen. Lafuke Ger Amoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael, where they come from two different nations. One's a Gioris, one's a Ger, rather, one's a Bas Yisrael. The Lav Mechanahi, they're not from the same place, from the same Mechon. Ho Biasa Be'Avera, since the Avera took place, Bito Psula. So that's what the Gemara says. So back inside the Gemara again. Kim Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha Lahavi Gioris Mikana. When a Gioris comes from two different nations, or rather, it's the same nation, Shehik Sheir Lakuna, Vamar Le, Ani Shona Amav Me'amav, the extra mem, Amav Me'amav, meaning what? Lahavi Besula Haba Mishne Amam. Even if the convert is from two different nations, that child will also be mutter to the Kohen. Viat Amr's Gioris Mikana Besula. You will hold only when the Giros comes from the same Mechon, from the same nation. I hold, even if they come from two different nations, the convert, that's also acceptable. That's Rabbi Yochanan, what he says. So my Shneamam, what exactly is the case of two different nations? So Elam, if you're going to tell me, Ammoni, Shenasa Ammonis, that Ammoni, which is from the same nation, and how do you define Shnei, my Shneamamim, with the Secharim Asurim, Unikeris Mutaris? Not that they come from different nations, but they have different status. That they come from Ammoni, but the males are Aser, the females are Mutter. That's the case of Shnei Ammamim, and I, Rabbi Yochanan, hold that that byproduct, that daughter would actually be permitted. Hainu Giyaras Mikana, that's no, that's from the same nation. That's not an example of two nations, that's one nation. Ella, what it means is, Bamoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Ammoni is from one nation, Bas Yisrael is from a second nation. When they have a child, that daughter would actually be allowed. That's Ksher. So this is the Rai from Yochanan again. The word Amav, Me'amav, the double Lashon is, from two nations, that byproduct will be allowed to marry the Kohen, namely Ammoni, to Bas Yisrael. That's his Rai. Gemara has an Ikadamri. Ikadamri is simply that, as opposed to trying to infer this, it's a little bit more explicit that we're referring to this case. The Gemara says, now Ikadamri, Amr Le, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Zakkai, Ani Shona, I hold, I learn Amav, Me Amav, the extra letter Mem, which is Lahavi Besula, Haba Meshnei Amamim, that to bring a daughter who's a product of two different nations, Umeam Sheish Boshnei Amamim, what does that mean? That it's talking about two nations of the Asurim, that one is Aser, the males are Aser, the females are Mutter, and they end up saying, no, I think it's referring to Geramoni and Bas Yisrael. That's the case. V'at Amris Geras Mikana Vasulo, you hold only from one nation. So it's the same exact idea, that two nations are referring to Bas Yisrael, Tamoni, but it's a little bit more explicit than the first Ikadami. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, that's the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. So now, according to the second Dhamma, the Gemara wants to know, so now that we've limited the two nations, that again is referring to only a case of Ammoni to Bas Yisrael. While the first Mandamar said that no, any two nations, Ammoni to Bas Yisrael is an example. Amitchi to Bas Yisrael would have been another example, that's Kshera. That's the first Mandamar. It's open to interpretation to any two nations. The second Ikadamri says it's directly referring to one case only, the case of Ammoni to Bas Yisrael. So according to this Lach Nisha, the second Lashon, we only have a Raya from Ammoni to Bas Yisrael. The Gemara asks the question, Lach Nisha, this second Ikadamri, Bas Mitzri Sheni, who marries a Bas Yisrael, the Ksheira Lakuna Minole. Where do we know that? Because now that we're saying the Pasuk's only referring to Ammoni to Bas Yisrael, how do you say a Mitzri Sheni to Bas Yisrael also? The daughter will be kosher. How do you know? So Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me the Yalav, learn me'amoni shenasa Bas Yisrael. That daughter is mutter, so apply it to a mitzri sheni as well to Bas Yisrael. Gemara says, you can't learn a mitzri sheni from amoni. Why not? Because ma'al amoni shenasa Bas Yisrael shekein nikevos mutaris. Because all the nikevos are mutter, so there's a kula as well, so that she marries the daughter of such a relationship will be mutter, as opposed to a mitzri, where mitzris is not mutter, it's aser, you cannot make the same conclusion that a bas mitzri sheni and a bas Yisrael should be mutter to a kohen. Gemara says, okay, but mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzri shenis. If the second generation mitzri marries a second generation mitzris, yochich, that will prove to us that their daughter certainly is allowed because the daughter will be a mitzri shalishis. So as well, so even a mitzri sheni who marries Bas Yisrael, we should say the same thing, the daughter should always be kasher lakuna. Where it says, no, you can't bring me a raya, because ma'ala mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzri sheniya, shekein ein biyasa baver. There's no aver, there's no iser for mitzri sheni to marry mitzri shenis, as opposed to a mitzri shenis who marries a Bas Yisrael, there is an avera, so maybe that second case, the daughter would be, in fact, pasul to lakuna. So Gemara says, Ammoni, Shenasa, Basa, Yochich, thou proved to us that although an Ammoni to a Basa, there's an Isser involved, yet the daughter's kosher, so to a Mitzri Sheni, who marries a Basa, even though there's an Isser, we should say the daughter is kosher, Lakuna. So Gemara says, okay, so the Enechanami, that's how we prove this. That's how we know. We learned this out, a Mitzri Sheni to Basa is learned out from an Ammoni to Basa as well. And Amr of Yosef, if Yosef says, now we understand, Hainu de Shamina Leder Yehuda. This is what we've heard. We heard there was a statement of Yehuda, Damar Amav Me Amav. He had such a Joshua. We didn't know what he meant. It must be he meant this. He meant that Ammoni as a Amav Me Amav is a Joshua of Ammoni who marries a Bas Yisrael. Their child will in fact be Mut. Okay, so that's the Joshua. Again, The drasha is that we learned from Amma Me'amav Amoni to Bas Yisrael, the daughter of Basula would be allowed to Kohen, and from that we could extend it to a Mitri Sheni, who marries a Bas Yisrael, their daughter too, through this Kavachomer of some sort, would be allowed as well. So Gemara then says, Ki Asa Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel came, Bar Yehuda Amar, Hachi Tana Kami, this is the brisa that Rav Zakkai taught, in front of Rav Yochanan, Isha Amonis Kshera, Ubana Mi Amoni Pasul. It's a little bit confusing. We'll take it slow. I'll read it a second time in just a second. Ubita me'amoni k'shera. Ba'med v'amurim, ba'amoni v'amona shinishgayru, ba'bita me'amoni psula. Read it one more time. This is the b'raisa. And the Gemara is going to say the b'raisa doesn't make so much sense. We'll have to fix it up again. I want to read the b'raisa one more time. Hachi tana, kameit, isha amonis k'shera. We know when amonis is kosher, there's no psula of amonis. And b'na, her son, however, is me'amoni, is pasul, because he would be an amoni or pasul. If it's true, bita me amoni ksher. But the daughter of an amoni is allowed, because we said daughters amonis are always allowed, and amonis are always aser. Ba med var amurim, when do we say that the daughter is ksher, that the bita of amoni is ksher? That's only when it's the parents are both an amoni and amonish in ishgaru, that they converted, so their daughter would be kasher. Ava bita me amoni psul. But if, however, the father remains still amoni, never converted, even the daughter would be pasul. Okay, that's a braisa, a bit confusing. Now Gemara is going to break it down. Amrle, pok tani libra, take this brisa out of the base medrash. This brisa is incorrect. Why? Because my d'amr is that what you said in Isha, amonis is kshera? That's true, that's correct. And amonis is kshera, we've established that was based on the mice with David HaMelech. Amoni v'lamonis, that's the Joshua. Also, bina me'amoni pasul, that what you said, the son of an amoni is pasul, that's also true. D'ha amonihu, that's an amoni, that's clearly in the pasul, amoni is aser. That's all good. However, Bita me'amoni k'shera, the daughter of an amoni that's k'shera, lamai. What does it mean? Kasher to who? Ilema levo bakal, that she's allowed to marry bakal. Hashta ima k'shera. If the mother is allowed, we call amonis allowed, kal v'chomer he. Certainly the daughter an amonis is also allowed. So there's no, what's the chiddush? It's obvious that the daughter of an amoni who's an amonis could certainly marry bakal. That's not the chiddush. Mibari, you have to teach me that the daughter is also allowed. Ella, what does it mean the daughter of the Amoni is Ksheira Luat? It must be Lakuna. Tell me that she's allowed to marry the Kohen. The Bas Amoni can marry a Kohen. So, Bamed Dvar Amurin, where is this true? Bamoni Vamoni Shinis Gairu. When both parents from the same nation, when they both converted the Josh above, Amav Me'amav Mechona, they came from the same place, that's when it's allowed. Aval Bito Me'amone Psula. But if it's a daughter of an Amoni, Pasul, what does it mean, Pasul? My bita me amoni, ilema amoni shenasa amonis, haini gyos mekana. That's the first case, if the amoni married the amonis. And how can you say now the bito's psula? What you said above, when the amoni amonis parents in the skyru, the daughter's kosher. So what's the case where the bito of amoni is pasul? Must be ella amoni shenasa bas yisrael. That when the amoni marries the amonis, the child is mutter. But when the amoni marries a bas yisrael, the child is pasul. That can't be the case. Amrle poked on in the brook, because we taught above, if Yochanan had hold, amoni to bas yisrael, the daughter actually is kosher lakuna, and that's why I told Rabbi Zakkai to take this brayis out of the base medrash. This was incorrect. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from yesterday's daf, that mitzri v'adomi einin asum. We had this kal v'chomer, this machlokas in the Mishnah about this kal v'chomer. I read it again, legabe the status of the nekeva of a mitzris. Is she allowed or not? So the Gemara invoked this kavachomer that we said, ma'im b'makum sha'aseh zecharim iser olam, that by amoni where the men are aser forever, yet the nekevos are mutter immediately, amonis, mo'avis, they're allowed. So makum shlo aseh zecharim ella ad shlo shadar, by mitzri, where the male is only aser for three generations, kavachomer eno din shenatis and nekevos miyad, certainly the nekeva, the mitzris, should be allowed immediately. And the Gemara said, the response to the Chachamim were, okay, if this is a halacha, okay, I can't argue in halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But if this is a kal v'chomer, then I've got a kasha. So we're going to see what the kasha is in this kal v'chomer. And then his response was, no, lo ki halacha ani omer. So Gemara is going to explain, what does it mean, lo ki min? No, this is not true. It's not a svara, it's a halacha. So what was the kasha, my tshuva? What was the question of this kal v'chomer? It seemed like a very good kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Barachana, Amar B'Yochanan. Mishum de'ikol ha'memer, there's room to say that arayos yochichu. We could ask a question from the kal v'chomer from arayos. What's the question from arayos? That shelo aser behem ela ad shlo shdoros. That by arayos, only three generations are aser. A bito, a bas bito, the granddaughter. But a great granddaughter, rather, the third generation, would not be aser. So that would be okay. And yet still, even though three generations is mutter, but like a mitzri, yet nonetheless, echad zacharim v'echad nekeiros, both men and female are subject to the serayos. So don't be so bothered by a mitzri as well, that although it's only three generations, it's aser echad zacharim echad nekeiros. So Gemara says, no, don't ask me, bring rayos from arayos. Mala rayos shekain kares, it's a chiv kares, so therefore there's room to be more stringent in aser nekeiros, as opposed to a mitzri, maybe there's room to be makel by the nekeiro. Where I say, okay, mamzer yochiach, we'll prove from the case of a mamzer, that the din is, that af mal mamzer shkein ein, so that's the question, what's the raya? So the raya is, that even though there's no kares by a mamzer, yet we still aser bein zacharim, bein nekevos. So here as well, so that's the suggestion, where it says, no, mal mamzer shkein ein roi levobakal li olam. But the mamzer is not three generations like a mitzri. It says in the pasuk that lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yavo. It lasts for at least 10 generations, if not more. So don't bring a raya from there. Just because we're machmir nekevos are also by mamzer doesn't mean nekevos should be also by a mitzri, which only lasts 3 generations. We say okay, arayas yochichu, that arayas only lasts for 3 generations. So we go back and forth. Chazar din lo rizek rizel lo rizek rizek, that although arayas is only 3 generations, but it's karis. Moms, there's 10 generations, but there is not karis. You match them up together. Hatado shavishem, the common denominator is shasurin echad zacharim ve'echad nekevos. That both the rayos and moms are together, both men and female are asur. Afani avi mitzri amitzris shu asurma echad zacharim ve'echad nekevos. And that was the question the chacham had on the kavachomer Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, no, don't bring me a raya from these two cases, because Mala Atzal Shavash Shabhan Shekain Yesh Betzad Karis. There is some element of Karis. Arayos, the Isser of Arayos is Karis, and Mamzer came from a product, from a relationship of Karis, as opposed to Mitzri. Mitzri says, no Karis to speak of, so maybe we should be Mekel by the Nekeva of a Mitzris. So Gemara says, okay, Rabbanan say, I have a different Kasha. They have a different approach. Well, the question was as follows. Rabbanan says, Mechalal Dechaive Aseh. Because we have some instances where the child will be still an Isser to Kahuna, even though there's no Karis at hand, even though it's only an Isser Aseh, according to Krebelazar Eliezer ben Yaakov, that he is the one who held that one who's Noseh, someone who's Aser through an Isser Aseh, that child be a Chalal as well. And there's no Karis to speak of here, so that's how he deals with this. I mean, throw that into the grouping as well. Yes, Mamzer and Arayos is Karis, but he actually holds, even without there being Karis, you could still create a Chalol, and that was his question according to that why Nekevos should be Aser. So Gemara said, okay, fine. Now, the response of Rabbi Shimon to Chachamim was as follows. My low key. He says, low key, halach ani omer. What's low key? What's he trying to reject? So Hachi kamar lo. This is how Rabbi Shimon responds to Chachamim. Lididi, according to me, in my world, says Rabbi Shimon, lo sphirli de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold of him in general. I don't hold that Isra Aseh could create a chalal. But lididchu, according to you, who do hold of him, the sphirli de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I still don't, I'm not concerned with your question. Because in the end of the day, halacha ani omer, it's simply halacha Moshe Mesh Sinai, and therefore, there's no questions. And Tanya, the Gemara says, quote to Brisa, that Amr Lahu Rabbi Shimon, halacha ani omer, I'm saying halacha, v'od, and on top of that, also, mikra misayeni, there's a pasuk that supports me. What's the pasuk? Because it says in the pasuk by Mitzri, banim asher yevaldu lehem duras shlishi yevol lehem bakal Hashem. It says, dafka banim, v'lo banos, and for that reason, Rabbi Shimon felt that the daughters, even the mitzris, would be permitted mutter, just like a Moavis and a Monis. Okay, we'll stop here, and everybody have a wonderful day. The mice we don't hold like that in economy, yeah.
Also, it's strange because the Gemara at the beginning goes back to